Joining us, it is actor, writer, comedian, producer, director, talk show host, media personality, rapper. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the legend that is Tom Green. Good morning, Tom.
Hello, how are you? Good morning. Good to talk to you. Yeah, absolutely. What's going on?
What is going on? Tom, it's very rare that we get to see you in this country doing stand-up. Very rare indeed. What's brought you to these shores?
Well, you know, I'm excited. I'm doing the stand-up comedy tour. That's what brought me. I've been touring all over North America for the last few years, and I thought, geez, I really better get over here to England and do some comedy. So I've got all sorts of great fans here in the UK, and I've been doing an internet television show for a few years. I saw all these great fans over here in the UK that wanted me to come do a show, so I decided to come do some shows over here.
You're going to be in Leeds next week. You're at the Hyde Park Picture House on Monday the 12th, so it's going to be very exciting. What can people expect from your stand-up show? If they've never really sort of maybe seen you live, I would imagine you have a lot of fans that are going to be there at the Hyde Park Picture House. What can they expect from you, Tom, next week?
Well, you know, it's a high energy show. It's pretty ridiculous and silly at times, like my movies Freddy Got Fingered and Road Trip. You know, it's got that kind of energy, and it's a absurd show. But I do talk about real stuff. I talk about social issues. I try to make life funny. You know, I don't really talk about my personal experiences with my show. It's more about new material and stand-up comedy jokes, and I do a lot of crowd work, so it's a lot of fun. I talk quite a bit about my travels around the world, and I just got in from Ireland. I talk a lot about social media and our addiction to social media. I'm addicted to social media. It's driving me crazy. I'm on Instagram. Everybody follow me on Instagram. But, you know, being a 45-year-old man, I kind of have a different perspective on it because I remember the world before social media, before cell phones. I think the world was a better place. I talk a lot about that.
I tend to agree with you, Tom. I'm 45 myself, and I've got a 5-year-old daughter, and I sort of think about it now, and I sort of think, you know, what's she going to be? What's social media going to be like when she in 10 years' time, when she's 15 years old? I would never have imagined Twitter and Instagram and Facebook, all of that, 10 or 15 years ago. So it just beggars the belief what's going to happen in 10 or 15 years' time.
I think it's really messing with the way we all socialize with each other. It's nice you're 45, you have a 5-year-old. I'm 45, I don't have any kids. I talk about that. I'm thinking of waiting till I'm 50 to have kids, so I'll be dead by the time my kids are unemployed adults. That's my plan. You know, I don't want to be old and alone in my hospital room when I die. So if I have kids when I'm 50, I'll be lucky. If I'm, you know, when I'm dying, I'll have my teenage children gathered around my bed staring at their phones. So that will be nice. You know, but I talk about goofy stuff like this, but I do try to get personal and make it real and talk about things that affect everybody in their normal life.
You've had let's say probably a varied career, Tom. You've done some amazing things. Was over the course of your career, has there been any real sort of like pinch yourself moments where you thought, wow, this is amazing?
Well, you know, I started doing stand-up comedy when I was 15 years old, 30 years ago.
Wow.
And it led to me creating The Tom Green Show, which was a public access TV show. It eventually got picked up by MTV. I moved to the United States, and then I really did get to live my dream in many ways. I got to host Saturday Night Live at one point, and I was thinking, wow, this is a pinch me moment. I can't believe I'm actually hosting Saturday Night Live. I got to host the David Letterman show, guest host the show, which
Good
is,
Lord.
You know, very, very rare that people get to do that. It was one of maybe 15 people ever that got to guest host Letterman. So you know, I've had some incredible experiences, and I've got to make some movies that I got to write and direct, like Freddy Got Fingered, which now has this really ridiculous cult following all over the world.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the movie came out, people were very, you know, the critics were very hard on the movie. They didn't give me much of a chance to explain myself, really. They just said it was, you know, it was really crazy, and people didn't really like it too much in the critical entertainment press. But now here we are 15 years later, and I have people that can quote every line of the movie coming to my shows. It's really kind of been pretty cool.
Yeah, that does sound pretty cool. I want to ask you about one thing when I was doing some reading. You were on Celebrity Apprentice at one point.
I know the President of the United States. He fired me.
That's what I was going to ask you about. What was that experience like? And can you quite believe that's the President of the United States now?
Yeah, well, you know, it's amazing. We're living in a real strange times. I think because of the way the internet works, you know, there's so much information out there. You know, only really negative energy rises to the top. If you do something outrageous, if you say something ridiculous, it's going to rise to the top of the media, and your name gets recognized, and eventually you can become the President of the United States this way. You know, I was fired by Donald Trump because I went out drinking with Dennis Rodman on the night I was the project manager. You know, so you know, he was mad at me because I went out drinking with Dennis Rodman. You know, clearly that's not good judgment. Anybody would go out drinking with Dennis Rodman, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So I find it pretty incredible what's going on, and I do touch on politics in my show, but it's not a political show. I don't spend a whole ton of time talking about politics. I'm Canadian, so, you know, yeah. I live in Los Angeles, but I am Canadian, and, you know, it's not really my place to totally criticize the American president. If things really go bad in the U.S., I'm just going to move home to Canada. We're building a wall.
Yeah, never mind. Well, see, Canada and Great Britain, we've always had a little bit of an allegiance, I think. There's very similar types of sense of humor, very similar sort of like music, I think, really, in Canada. We've always loved the kids from Degrassi Street.
All right.
So, you know,
you like Drake. That's right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Drake came from that, didn't he? But I think there's always been sort of a bit of allegiance between Canada and Great Britain, it feels.
Yeah, we're the Commonwealth. You know, we've got the Queen on our coins and on our money. That's one of the things that is really, you know, exciting about this tour for me. It's my first tour in Great Britain. It's my first full tour of the UK, and it's my first time I've ever even been to Leeds. So I'm excited. I'm getting to see a lot of the country that I grew up, knowing about, and now I'm excited to be here.
You're all over the place. Tonight you're playing in my hometown, Bournemouth. Enjoy that. That's going to be fantastic. You're right across the country in Glasgow, Manchester. Leeds, of course, on Monday the 12th, then moving to Nottingham, Birmingham, Bristol, and then London. You can find out more at Tom's website, tomgreen.com, or follow him on Twitter, @TomGreenLive. Tom, thank you so much for spending some time with us on Radio Yorkshire.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Darren. Thank you.